A thunderstorm is all the hazards in flight wrapped up into one package. It contains the most violent weather you could ever expect. Thunderstorms require three things to form: a sufficient amount of water vapor, they require an unstable lapse rate, and they require some type of initial lifting action. That could be done by heating from below, that could be done by frontal lifting, cold air cutting underneath a warm air mass, or it could be done by what's called orographic lifting or mechanical lifting, by wind blowing on the upslope side of a mountain. Three stages of a thunderstorm: the cumulus stage, the mature stage, and the dissipating stage. The cumulus stage is characterized by continuous updrafts. The mature stage is characterized by updrafts and downdrafts and precipitation beginning. Thunderstorms reach their greatest intensity during the mature stage. The dissipating stage of the thunderstorm is the last stage, and that's characterized predominantly by downdrafts. If you get precipitation that evaporates before it reaches the ground, that's called virga. What phenomenon is always associated with thunderstorms? Lightning. You also get hail that forms inside of thunderstorms by the constant freezing, melting, and refreezing of water as it's carried up by the updrafts and down by the downdrafts. So you should expect hazardous weather when you're anywhere within 20 nautical miles of a thunderstorm. You should always expect wind shear turbulence when you're flying within 20 nautical miles of a thunderstorm. So thunderstorms should be avoided by at least 20 nautical miles. Thunderstorms that produce the most intense hazard to aircraft are called squall line thunderstorms. These are narrow bands of thunderstorms that often develop ahead of a cold front. Embedded thunderstorms are those thunderstorms that are obscured by massive cloud layers and cannot be seen.